It is indeed. Oh my goodness, it's fantastic, and it's been great celebrations. From that minute that last whistle was blown, we were really hoping to do it for the second time yesterday, and we were lucky to get the win yesterday.
And this is the second year in a row that the school have claimed this title, is that right?
Second year in a row at the Senior B title, and then the majority of that team would have been part of my panel when we won in 2022 at under 15 level. So for some of them girls yesterday, it would have been their third national title.
Very good. It just goes to show, I suppose, that hard work pays off. And, you know, you obviously have a group of girls there that are buying into their football at school, and you can achieve great things.
Oh yeah, fantastic. And I think, it's a testament to the locality down here. The hard work's coming. It's not me who's putting in the hard work. The hard work's coming, before they come into us in school. There is great support with the local teams in terms of Gweedore United and Gweedore Celtic. And although there's none of the players on my team from Glenaid, they would also be in the school. So they're doing a huge amount of work with the girls. And to be honest, it was an easy job for me when they came to me, in second year because of COVID. Some of them missed out in first year, but the work is done. And even in terms of support, we would have been doing training at few of the evenings before the match just because it worked out better and not a problem. There was pitches available, two training pitches available for challenge matches. They're just fantastic, and it just shows. Even yesterday there was people from the local clubs there yesterday supporting the girls, and it just shows how much it means, to everyone in the community. And even last night when we travelled home, there was a cavalcade from Crawley with the local Garda escort to take us home to the school, and there was bonfires. It was just unbelievable just to show how much it means, not only, to the girls and to the school, but just to the local community. It's fantastic.
Sure is. Let's talk a wee bit about the game yesterday. You just got off to a flying start, 1-0 up after just a couple of minutes, I think it was. That was an ideal way to settle a few nerves.
Was indeed, yeah. Generally, so usually when the girls go out, we are, they do start well. And we were lucky to get that quick goal from Lily. She's a fantastic player. She's actually third year, so there's plenty more to come from Lily, but she got a great goal in. And then, to be honest, it was tight enough first half. St. Peter's kept coming back at us, and we were glad to go in with the 1-0 advantage at half time. We kind of had a good team talk then at half time, and there's seven on that panel that are 6 years, so there was their final hurrah. So we really wanted to push it on the second half and make sure we secured the win. And I got to say, it came out that second half and they were phenomenal. There was just kind of some sort of, electricity, and I know that sounds crazy, but you could just see there was fire in their belly. Everyone gave 110% out in that pitch yesterday. You couldn't have picked out a player of the match, possibly Lily because she scored the two goals, but it was a team effort and they were just phenomenal. I think, and it wasn't a case, the 4-0, you think, God, that was a good scoreline, but it didn't feel like a 4-0 match. It was like they kept coming at us, but our girls just stepped it up to another level. They were just phenomenal out there yesterday.
And then the final whistle goes, national champions once again. I'm sure there would have been a few celebrations on the way up the road.
Oh, it was just unreal. It was an emotional day for the girls and for myself, being for some of them their last match, and even for some of the younger ones. They've been playing with the older ones so long, but it was just unreal. We just, we knew we had a good chance at it. Obviously, we were coming in and we were wanting to retain our title, but we knew that St. Peter's had played their semi-final and they had an 8-0 win, so we knew it was going to be a difficult match, but the celebrations were fantastic. My phone didn't stop on the way up, and then when we landed, there was bonfires lit. It was just to celebrate. The girls are just over the moon.
Great stuff. The school itself, they've been really performing well over the last number of years. Even earlier in the week, the boys were unlucky, being beat on penalties in their All-Ireland semi-final. That was a tough one to take for them, and very unfortunate losing penalties.
Very unfortunate to lose penalties, and they're like a fantastic group of boys. And again, you know, although they lost on Monday, they have, you know, the majority of that team would have three national titles under their belt. And we really were hoping that we would have been able to do the double with the boys and then the girls, you know, the boys on Monday and then ourselves on Wednesday. And it's just, you know, yourselves in sport, it's just a really difficult way to go out in penalties. You know, they had the chances and it just wasn't converting for them, you know, to finish it off. But it's just... I think at that stage, it's just nobody wants to go out in penalties. But yeah, they were very unlucky.
Very unlucky. Finally, Michelle, there's obviously a lot of hard work going on at Pobl Scolgi Dor. Numerous examples in recent years of national success. What do you put the success down to?
I think it's hard work. You know, again, it's not just from the part of the school. I think, you know, again, you have to look at the community that we're here down in Gidor, and there is fantastic, like, from, like, in terms of soccer, the local clubs that I've mentioned, like Gaelic, there's so many Gaelic teams, and, you know, feeding into us as school. It's just, they have just a great attitude to sport. And, you know, as a school, we really try to focus on, you know, obviously we huge focus on the academic, but we also focus on, like, you know, yourself, you know, these days I think it's so important that you're trying to focus on everything in terms of student development. And I see that, you know, when you're doing sport and when you can get a kid involved in sport, for some of them it might be just a case of getting that person into school, and that's the way that sport is, that way to get them in. You see the rapport that you develop with them, you see just how they develop, how they're so, you know, they just become more mature. And I think, you know, it's a testament to the school, and you can see, like, the amount of national titles won, you know, in the last few years alone, it's unreal, you know. And it's, again, it's not just a soccer, like basketball, athletics, swimming at national level. Like, the school really is, in terms of sport, it's like, it's fantastic, and it's great to see. And you just see, like, even last night when they came home, the crowds that were there, but there were so many of them that are involved in different sports. So I think it just shows, you know, everyone's putting in the hard work. Teachers doing the training, giving up their time, putting in the effort, but the same students are willing, and there's so many talented students coming up that it makes our job a little bit easier as well.